Hello and welcome to John Boy and Jake Radio. It's Wednesday, August 25th. My name is Jimmy. His name is Jake. And we got BBD sitting behind the camera. Jake, tell him a little bit about something about your childhood. How many warts?
Oh, warts were never a big thing for me, surprisingly.
Never one.
I think there was one, my favorite one ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it was a wart. I don't know what it was, but I had something grow on my thumb.
Mm.
And it was like right at the tip of my thumb, and it was like turning green. And I slept over at a buddy's house, mm-hmm. and we just chopped it.
Gangrene?
And it just, like, bled out. It started green. There was blue. It was red. It was so disgusting. It was one of the grossest things I've ever seen.
Ew.
Tell me something about your childhood that's gross.
I had a wart.
It's disgusting.
Let's make up an acronym for wart real quick.
TROW. It's backwards.
That's not an acronym. You almost just said it backwards.
Yeah.
Make it an acronym. You think quietly. I'll think quietly. We'll both present an acronym.
Four warts that is wart?
W-A-R-T. No, what could
so it could be any acronym.
Anything.
I thought it was an acronym for warts in the wart word.
I don't know what that could do. I mean, I don't know what that means. An acronym is just words, the first letter.
Right, but if the acronym was for wart, like if it was like all the words together.
Yeah.
Described wart.
Oh, I see what you're saying now.
Sorry for my friend.
Like scuba. Yeah. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Bingo. Doesn't have to describe a wart. Just think of an acronym of what wart could be.
I'm out on that.
You can't even think about
it? Big time, yeah.
I came up with women against racing turtles. Well, anyway, this episode of John Boy and Jake Radio is going to be a little bit different because it's 12:10 in the morning, and we got 8 hours of driving to do tomorrow, which is today as you're listening to this. So Hoodie Glaber made another compilation video since there's so many old conversations. Scares me when he does this because I have no idea what we're about to hear, what you're about to hear. So I hope it's good. If it's not good,
Tweet at Jimmy.
Tweet at Hoodie Glaber and tell him. Don't tweet anything mean to Hoodie Glaber. It's like a lot of work for him to put these together, and there's probably a lot of good stuff.
Nice kid.
So, if you tweet anything bad, I wish you warts.
Which ones?
Both. I mean, imagine a woman that was so against racing turtles, she joined a club.
Racing turtles?
Yeah,
I could see that.
I mean, there are like turtle races in the world. Rob Dyrdek did it with Robin Big. Remember they got that turtle from the wild?
There was a bar in Dallas when I lived down there. I think it was Big Al's. They used to do turtle racing once a week.
Yeah.
You can gamble on the turtles and stuff.
Oh, yeah, dope them up. Mm-hmm.
There's no doping.
You don't believe there's ever been a turtle doped up in turtle racing?
Not at Big Al's.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because they don't want to wart on their case.
Turtles.
You find out one turtle got doped. Now wart is holding protests outside your building. I raced a hermit crab once.
What would it be for an actual word? It'd be like weird, abscess.
Readily transmitted.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Maybe that is what it is.
And this episode of JJR is brought to you by...
Brought to you by the Rise app. We're about to go to sleep. This episode is brought to you by Rise, a science-based app that makes it easy to improve your sleep to increase your daily energy. Jake, you and I are basically on the same sleep schedule because we're sharing hotel rooms this whole time, watching movies, laughing, and then going to sleep, getting real good sleep. I slept good the night before. I'm happy about it. We got to go to sleep and wake up for a big drive, so it's just a good night to get a good sleep. Rise also helps you realize your potential with real results, real productivity, real performance, and real well-being. That sentence is such, like, I have PTSD when I read that sentence.
Rise might be a top 5 app for me.
It's great. I love seeing the
sleep app. About that.
Think about that. What's another top five app? But say it in a way that we don't actually, we don't want to make middle ads here. So just kind of like.
I play my weird like fake Brick Breaker game. That's got to be a top five app for
you
me.
You play that an awful lot.
Yeah, I love it. It helps me relax so I can sleep and then check it out on my Rise app.
Awesome. They use a specific fact-based approach to help you get the sleep your body needs. It's built around two principles that sleep researchers agree most affect how we perform. How about the dude who does the voice for the cops? His voice was magic.
He sleeps well.
Sleep debt is the only sleep score that matters. Rise tracks how much you sleep. Rise tracks how much sleep you owe your body relative to your own unique sleep need and helps you pay it back. So, yeah, get the RiseScience.com. Go to RiseScience.com/JohnBoy and download the Rise app today to try it for free for 7 days. Most Rise users feel the benefits in just 5 days. So try it today to learn more about your sleep and energy levels. Plus, feel better. All for free during the trial.
We're going to try to copy each other's sleep tonight.
Whether you want to become a morning person, be less exhausted during the day, or improve your productivity and daily energy, Rise is the power behind your next best day. That's riseScience.com/JohnBoy to try the Rise app for free. We should try to mimic it. You got up before me last night.
Whoops.
Well, one of us has a shower, so the other's just going to sleep.
I went to the gym. It's not a big deal.
I slept in. Sent some emails.
I rised.
You arose.
I rised.
God bless Zach.
God bless Zach. Thanks, Rise.
Who's your favorite person in history that ever rose from the dead?
There's one big one out there. I don't hate going chalk.
We'll do this later on
we'll
a draft.
We'll do this later. This will be another draft.
Go enjoy this compilation of stuff we said back in the day. No idea what it is, but Hoodie Glaber worked hard putting together. So you're going
to enjoy. Well, Jim, I think here's a big one we could pass to you. The Ottawa Senators, they were shit talking their coach, and it kind of blew up and became a national story. And I think it crossed some unwritten rules of hockey, which, again, you have much more of a background than me. So I don't know if you want to take the ball and roll or what.
Oh, this crossed unwritten rules of Uber rides. Fuck this Uber driver.
More importantly.
Yo, it's a bunch of guys on the team. Like blowing off steam and talking about the season and the coach and shit like that. And yeah, they say like they don't even listen to the coach's meetings because he says the same thing every time. They said, yo, he doesn't even give us directions. He just like narrates what we're doing, doesn't tell us what to do better. That's what they said in the car. If anything, the player should not have to apologize for this. Like, what do you think teammates do? They talk about the coaches. They share their opinions on if they like a coach or dislike a coach. This is great insight for the Senators. Yo, your coach, the penalty kill meetings, he's lost the entire room. They haven't listened in 3 weeks.
Right.
And you're making them apologize for having a discussion amongst themselves about that? Get over yourself. Like, the Senators, that coach, they better take a long look in the mirror and not just say, you guys can't be talking like that in public. They're in an Uber car ride.
Right. This might be the most honest thoughts you'll ever get.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you were to sit them down and be like, what do you think about coach? You wouldn't hear this. That's why players' meetings are important and shit, too. But I just think if there's anyone out there that thinks this is bad, because they were kind of laughing about how bad they are, right? And I think fans a lot of times don't think athletes like are allowed to have senses of humor, stuff like that.
Right.
Like in bad times, like they're laughing about how bad we are. Nothing's funny. Yeah, that's how like human nature works.
If you're losing, you got to practice harder.
Yeah, my favorite is that quarterback for the Cardinals that he's like slept through some alarm clocks and stuff. He had a bad history, played for a little bit. I forget his name. But he was laughing on the sidelines and they're getting blown out. And they asked him about it. He's like, yo, I was feeling down. My buddy told me a funny joke to cheer me up. And I laughed. And this is what you guys.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is what you guys are mad at me for.
Yeah,
like so. The media is so stupid. But I don't know the public reaction to this story. I haven't dug around. They could be on the player side. I'm fully on the player side. This was a conversation amongst like eight players in an Uber. That's what they talk about.
Yeah, yeah. I forget. Did the Uber driver leak it?
Yeah, Uber.
Okay.
And then if you're the Uber driver, do you leak that? Because you're like, yeah, I got this cool story.
I guess so. I mean, why not?
It just sucks that I had to apologize.
Yeah, I saw a couple hockey guys' opinions, and they were against the players, but I didn't know if they knew that the Uber driver leaked it, not the players, because they were kind of doing the whole player, like player code type stuff, which seems like they weren't. They were just being guys. Did you hear the Jamarcus Russell story that came out the other day?
No, I saw people talking about, but I didn't look it up.
Dude, so there's all these rumors that he didn't have the work ethic and he was fat and all that. So they leaked this out. And again, why this leaked out today, I'll never know. But dude, they thought he wasn't watching tape when they sent him home. Like, they'd send him home tape. So, dude, they sent him home with blank tapes. And he came back and said, yeah, I watched the blitz packages. So, like, that's how bad it was. So, sorry, when you mentioned quarterbacks on the sideline, my eyes lit up because I was like, oh, my God. How dumb is that?
You got to be so mad. Like, you got to be furious.
If you're an organization, like, Jesus.
You, when he comes back and says, I saw the blitz packages, credit to whoever was in the room that didn't, like, punch him or throw something at him.
Right.
But they might have. Because you got to lose your fucking mind.
And think about just how lost you have to be as an athlete to think that's okay.
Got his contract, didn't care, I guess.
Phew, been there. But yeah, anything else? Senators and a Uber?
No. I'm on the player's side here. I mean, if anything, if you look at what they said, their complaint was that their coach didn't coach them. They're like eager to be coached on the penalty kill. And he is not coaching them. That was their biggest complaint, which I think is what you want your players to be complaining about.
Yeah.
I wish he would coach us on the penalty kill. We're really, really bad at it, and he doesn't say anything. So Senators need to take a good look in the mirror and not at the players, because they're going to spin this like, they need to get the locker room in control. They can't have all these leaks. It's bad business. Dude, get coaches in control. They're not coaching anything.
Let's get this glass half full. Let's use this as an optimistic thing.
They should bug locker rooms all the time, feel how players feel about the coaches.
Ooh, that's invasion of privacy and stuff. Not into that.
Well, they bug everything now again.
Ooh, Jimmy conspiracies. Okay.
I think it's proven your phone listens to you.
Yeah, that's true. I just don't care because nothing I say should be important to anyone. If it came out they're tracking me, that becomes really funny for me in a couple years.
Someone quote this. Nothing I say should be important to anyone.
Yeah.
Jake on his radio show.
Yeah. No. I mean, seriously. I think it could be fun and entertaining and give you a smile, but like if you think it's important enough to like start writing down and stuff, oh, holy smokes.
A teenager was slashed in a vicious attack at a Denny's with sporks. Now, she was really like attacked. Like they held her down and slashed the fuck out of her face with sporks.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare because, you know, that's sharp and plastic. The bad thing about this is you tell people what happened to you and everyone's going to have that to hold in a chuckle because you have to use the term spork.
Yeah, that's true.
You should throw in that I was like I was eating Linner at Denny's and I was in a spork. Bunch of combo words. And then what would you rather get attacked with, Jake? A spork? A knife? Or a spoon?
Are they all, they're all plastic?
Yeah, they're all plastic.
I think I'm going knife one. Is that insane?
No. Well, I'd go spoon one. I think spork is the worst. I think spork's even worse than a fork because a fork, there's so much bend because the prongs are so long that they might break.
Right.
But a spork, those things are tough. So
I'm just worried about my eyeballs. I think the spoon and the spork can do some serious damage there. The knife, I think they're just trying to stab it. And I think if I even close my eyes hard enough, I don't think a plastic knife's doing damage.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never, knock on wood, praise the good Lord Cheese and Crips, Never happened to me.
What year do you think the spork was invented in?
The spork was invented 20 AD.
No. Nope. It's a little early. It's a little early. It was invented in 1874.
Nice.
By a doctor named Samuel W. Francis. What were you a doctor, dude? Doctor of cutlery?
Samuel Spork.
So the 18-year-old woman was hospitalized after receiving several injuries to the face by a group of women armed with sporks. Fucked up thing. She was dining at a 24-hour restaurant. It's in the Mission in San Francisco. Don't go there unless you want a burrito. She got involved in a fight with a group of at least four other women. During the fight, the teenager was held down by the woman who slashed her face several times with the plastic utensils and ran off with her cell phone. Her injuries weren't considered life-threatening. However, the suspects, who police believe between the age of 18 and 20, still haven't been caught. Oh, we got some fucking sporkers on the loose.
Yeah, I don't like that. We think they're kids? Is that what you just said?
They're like 18 through 20, so yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah. I mean, a mass spork attack, I think you have to be that age. It's tough. Thoughts and prayers. When this guy invented the spork in 1897, this is not his intention.
No, that's... I mean, you're right. It really, really, truly wasn't his intention. He just wanted... What is the intention of the spork? Like, what's the ideal food that you need to eat a spork with?
I think the whole thing was it was supposed to be multi-purpose. If you need to stab something like a fork, you're good. If you need to scoop something like a spoon, you're good.
Yeah, I know that, but what's the food that you would be like, I need a spork with this?
Maybe a good soup or something.
Just get it on there.
You could get something on the end and then scoop up the soup part of it. I don't know.
All right, I googled best food for a spork. Okay, and this is the credit. Is there any food for which a spork is the best thing to eat with?
Okay.
And it's Reddit, so people all gave their answers, and then the top got crowdsourced up. And the best answer is most stews.
Most stews.
Hot chips and gravy.
Gross.
Mashed potatoes? The fuck would you need a spork for mashed potatoes? Mac and cheese could be a good one.
Yeah, I see the mac and cheese argument. I think that's been pushed by some of the chains through the years. But
I've just never been like, I'd rather have a spork right now than a spoon or a fork.
Well, hey, I'm a big practice makes perfect guy, and if you don't get the experience with the spork, you're not going to demand it.
Wow, that was really dumb, Jake. Let me break up that dumbness with a little ad. The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sportsbook betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for week one. Bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season to receive $200 in free bets. Do you like free money, Jake?
Place your bets. Make sure it's not those New York Mets. Place it on football. It's almost fall. Give a call to DraftKings, y'all.
Yes, hell yeah. What, Jake? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code JOMBOY to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any week one game. That's promo code JOMBOY to get your free $200 in free bets instantly for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or PA only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Thanks, DraftKings.
Let's go back to what Jake was talking about.
You had too much chutzpah as a kid. You're too confident talking to adults.
What do you mean?
I've told the freshman baseball story, you and Coach Schelling.
Well, yeah.
You had no fear.
Well, I had people I really respected and people that I didn't respect. Yeah.
Right.
I had teachers Yeah, I wouldn't back down from teachers. You know, my teacher in middle school like pushed me up against a wall.
Love that.
And yelled at me. Last day of class in middle school, when I was moving towns the next day.
Broke him.
Because I used to be mean to him.
Yeah.
he was a nerd. Anyway, he held me up against the locker because there was like different days where you go get your yearbook signed, right?
Right.
So it's the last week of school, and I'm moving to Connecticut, and I'm living in Illinois. So like this is my last time with these friends. So there's open hours where you can go do yearbook signing, and then you have to go back to your homeroom. So I just stayed for both to do more yearbook signing, and he like pinned me up against the lockers with my shoulder, you know, and like was yelling at me like, I can't do this, blah blah blah. And I was just like, this is crazy. Yeah. What are you doing right now? And he walked me to the vice principal's office, and because you know they're the mean people, and she looked at me and said, I don't know your name, and you've been here for 3 years.
Yeah.
And this is the last day of school. Go sign your yearbook. And I was like, thank you. But I had teachers I was really, really nice to and like really liked me as well.
I'm glad he straightened you out.
No, I straightened him out. He probably could have gotten him a lot of trouble. Like these days, you put your hands on me.
Oh, times are different.
Also, middle school Mrs. Fox. She was real mean to me, and then she apologized. See, the thing is, Jake, people don't know it. My mom will tell teachers, like, I'm hard to get a read on because I come off like I once asked for a teacher to give me a college review, and he was like, no, I thought you were a playboy. I'm surprised you passed the class.
Right.
And I was like, what the fuck, dude? I got an A+ in this class. It was like religious studies. I was so interested.
Right.
But a lot of teachers growing up, just because I like would make jokes or talk with my friends or like I didn't look like a nerd, they just wrote me off as a kid who didn't want to learn when I'm actually like love reading books and learning stuff,
learning,
being involved. So my Mrs. Fox wrote me off as just a bad kid right away, and my mom was like, he reads everything. It's literature. This is his favorite subject. The kid writes journal essays every day, and you're mad at him because he won't write papers? But I write papers. And she, like, apologized to me. We got off on the wrong foot, and she gave me these, like, books. I love your writing. Here's some books. And I was like, my mom scared the shit out of you, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all Susie. Susie brought the noise there.
The one dude, though, in college, I was so mad at him. I was like, can you write me a recommendation because I'm transferring schools? I just did really well in your class. It's like he was like an 80-year-old religious studies professor, and he just said, I don't think it's best for me to write your recommendation. I thought you were too much of a playboy for this class, and I'm surprised you passed. What the fuck?
I love that.
I kind of like it, but I was like, what the fuck, man? All right.
Yeah. And that's when you still think life matters. So like a professor saying something like that, you're like, come on, dude.
Yeah, cut me a fucking break.
What?
Religious studies. I like this class. You think I got an A+ in religious studies because I didn't try? Shut up, dude.
I just want to get one piece out there because this was pretty big for me. I think I bought my first pair of jeans ever.
In your life?
Yeah. I think because usually that was like, you know, high school, that's just mom. You know, mom's at Marshall's. She sees the good $12 pair of jeans, you know. You know, high school Jake's rocking those 34/28s. So whenever she found them, she was going to snag them. And then I think it turned into the annual Christmas gift. Like, there's going to be a pair of jeans in there. And I'm kind of a one pair of jeans guy for a year. So it just kind of rode out. And then, and now I've kind of been out. I didn't go home for Christmas last year. That's why.
There you go.
And so I had the rehearsal dinner was what was it called? It was jeans and boots. So you like that?
Yeah, I like that. I like boots.
So I had to go get a pair of jeans. So I went to the shout out ad, hashtag advertisement. I went to the Old Navy in Atlanta. Had no idea like what cut or anything I like. First pair of jeans I tried on kind of fit. So I got them. And then I had an awesome drive. Dude, And you know this about me, and a lot of our buddies know this. I find myself in some odd situations, and I think the best way I describe myself is I'm the most extroverted introvert. Like, I was in a couple tight spots this weekend because this was my girlfriend's wedding. So, like, I was on the bus ride and nobody talked to me, so like I didn't talk to anyone. But if you crack the shell, I'm coming at you full Jake. You're getting all of it. And so this Uber driver picks me up. A nice lady named Akilah, and she starts talking to me. She's like, "Oh, where are you visiting from?" And I go, "Oh, Denver. We're in town for a wedding with my girlfriend." And her initial counter to that is, "When are you getting married?" And I was like, "All right, we're in the deep end. Let's swim." And I was like, you know, I gave her a whole speech. I was like, you know, doing some career stuff. We're figuring it out. We're on a great path. I'm from the Northeast. Don't push me, lady. And she gave me her whole story. She recently got engaged, and she's like 50 plus. So I'm excited.
Oldest
about
person
that.
You've ever talked to.
She, and it's just so funny when you get someone who doesn't have the filter. She just goes, "Yeah, you know, I've got 3 sons in the military. Yeah, my fiance, he's an idiot. He was supposed to come hang out last night and he didn't." She dropped like a "I'm not locked down yet" line on me. I was like, "Okay, Akilah." And she was telling me about her parents' dating history, and I was like, the floodgates are open. So shout out to Akilah, and those were advertisements from Old Navy and Uber. Just send us the check. Thank you.
Hey, before we go on and Jake says anything more stupid, we got to talk to you about Roman. Jake, can you tell him a little bit about it?
Man, it's Friday night. The feeling's right. You just got in from flying your kite. There's a lady there. No Fred Astaire. You danced around in your underwear.
Go to GetRoman.com/JohnBoy now to talk to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. Everything Jake said is of interest to you, and you want to be Roman ready and have the confidence that you know you can rise to the occasion in the moment, just like Jake did
Roman
on that little tour.
Ready.
U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with 2-day shipping.
Roman ready.
Go to GetRoman.com/JohnBoy today, and if you're prescribed, get 50% off your first month of ED treatment.
Roman ready. Roman ready.
Okay, back to the show.
So you don't know this story, is what you told me. It was one of the bigger non-sports news stories of the weekend. Have you ever heard of the North Sentinelese?
Nope.
North Sentinel Island.
What words are you saying at the end there?
It's the North Sentinel Island, and they're called called the Sentinelese.
Okay.
They are a tribe that's, they like to say they're untouched, but they kind of had some contact. But they are the most least civilized tribe going. It's off the it's off the coast of like in between India and Thailand, like off the coast there. But basically, they are super aggressive towards outsiders. Like, they'll just kill you. If you show up on their island, they just throw spears at you and all this shit. There's all these stories from the past. This one doctor went there back in the 1800s, and he was really, like, a pedophile and creepy, and he, like, captured them. So that was their first experience with white people, and I think it just got passed down over time. Don't trust white people. Don't trust anyone. Don't trust anyone that comes to the island. So they're still, like, loincloth, spears, like, way back.
Sure.
And there's been contact before. Like, one point, a cargo ship got grounded in the coral reef 100 feet or yards offshore. And they were like, "All right, we'll wait for a boat to come rescue us." And then the North Sentinelese had spears on the beach and were building canoes to go out to them. And they're like, "Fuck, fuck, fuck." And they had to get airlifted out of there. And the boat stayed there. So the cool part is, in 1991, we had our only friendly contact with these people. They rowed their canoes there, and they gave them coconuts and meat, and they put them in the shore and then rowed away, and the Sentinelese came and grabbed them. And we got pictures of that, and they had knives on their waist belts, meaning they went out to that metal ship and forged weapons out of them, because there had no metal. They're before the Stone Age. They're right. Like, so uncivilized. Anyway, that's the history of these people. They're crazy. One time, a boat washed up shore in 2006 with 2 fishermen on there, and they killed them right away.
Sure.
They're like, it's illegal to bring people to the island. It's illegal to go to the island. So this American named John Allen Chow, I think he's from Alabama. He's like a Christian missionary travel person, right? So he went there and they killed him. So sure. It's sad that he died, but it's kind of Darwinism. And you need to hear some of the details of this dude's trip. And listen, if you have heard this story and you feel terrible for John Allen Chow and you don't want anyone to say anything bad about John Allen Chow and what he tried to do, turn off the podcast, because update, dude's a fucking idiot. He didn't deserve to die, but he was surely asking for death. Because it's like, hey, don't go to that island. They'll kill you. So listen to some of these details, Jake. He went there by himself. He paid some boat people to take him, and they put their boat like 100 yards out, and then he rode his canoe. The first day he got there, they shot bow and arrows at him. They shot one, and it hit his Bible, which he was holding in front of his chest as he was screaming Genesis to them in English, and it went through 500 pages of his Bible. He said he had to break it off and then took the canoe back. The next day he goes, and he's like trying to find them. They break his canoe. He has to swim back to the boat. Clearly, they don't want him there, which, you know, the whole world has told you that.
Right.
He goes a third day. He in his diary says, I have been so nice to them. Why are they so angry and aggressive? Okay. He wanted to bring them Jesus. Like, that's what he kept saying. And it's just like, dude, he was doing this to establish the kingdom of Jesus on the island. It's like, come on, man. Just come on. Listen to the gifts he brought them. I laughed out loud.
Okay.
He brought them scissors.
Nice.
Safety pins.
Yep.
And a football.
It's perfect.
And then he's screaming in English words from the Bible to a culture doesn't understand English. Don't need scissors.
That's what you think, Jim.
If he's
they're like, ready for scissors.
I mean, he's like, hey, I got these scissors for you. They're like, oh, that dude's got two knives. He's trying to hurt us.
Yeah. And he's screaming.
And he's screaming. Even if you'd have to like show them how to use the scissors. That makes no sense to me. Safety pins? I guess he was thinking for their loincloths, but like.
It's perfect.
He's bringing them gifts that he's going to have to explain to them, and he doesn't speak the same language. A football? This dude, bringing Christianity and a football, is that not what every nation like is laughing about Americans? You dumb Americans. You think they can understand your language? They want your God, and they know what? They want your football? Those gifts are insane. Like, that's John Allen Chow, rest in peace. Sorry that you died. But I don't think you could be any dumber in your attempt to do what you were trying to do.
Yeah, I think we mentioned Darwin a lot on this show. You know, Johnny's the idiot here. He's the one that deserved to die in this story.
Definitely so dumb, right?
Like that he brought the football.
Dude, that is such a bad look for America.
No, see, I disagree there. I think that's, you know, I went on a big road trip this year and I brought a basketball with me just because, like, okay, if I'm bored or got a minute, maybe I'll shoot some hoops. I'm thinking he's like, you know what? I'm going to bring my new friends, Jesus, the big dude, and they're going to love him. Who doesn't love him? Safety pins, because, I mean, those are how many times, the 2 times a year you need a safety pin? You don't have it, so you got to run out and get it. So now they don't need that. And I think the football, I don't think he was trying to force that on him. I think that was just his like, all right, I'm going to be pretty bored on this island. I'm going to bring the football and we'll toss the pigskin around a little bit. I don't think that was a gift. I think he was planning to leave the island with the football again.
Like, I just wanted to get a pickup game going.
You guys have your scissors, your safety pins, and Jesus now. Enjoy. I'm going back to Bama. Give me my ball back.
You could be right. So like, it frustrates me that people like John Allen Chow exist. I'm going to go bring Christianity into football. They really need it. They want it. Oh, no, dude. Everyone has told you it's illegal to even go say hi to them. No, yeah. They're going to really want my Christianity and my football. It'll be different coming from my mouth. I'll just scream the words of Genesis to them. They shoot the Bible. Talk about funny.
That must have been a cool image. Bible gets speared.
Hell of a shot by the North Sentinelese, dude.
That's all they do all day.
Yeah, right.
Better be a hell of a shot.
Your bad shot.
You get your one chance to kill a white dude every 3 years.
There was some note that said one of the Islanders was blocking him from leaving, but didn't have any weapons. So that standoff had to be almost as scary, like being face to face. Dude, they're from another world. Like, they're from another time. Right. Being face to face and like he's like getting in your way and stuff. That's scary.
I don't know. Like you, I'm not sad he's gone.
Yeah.
Wanting to force your religion on people. Are there laws against that yet?
I don't think so, because the Mormons still go door to door.
Yeah. That's tough. Well, good luck. Good luck. Hope someone goes out there soon and figures it out.
Yeah.
And then they'll die.
It's like that movie Into the Wild. You ever seen that?
A while ago.
I read the book too, and it just was so frustrating. It's like, dude, you went to Alaska and lived in a van, and everyone told you you're going to die.
Yeah.
And then he died. And then people made him out to be a hero.
Yep.
Like, what? And then it makes people like, oh, if you want to be remembered kindly because that's more important to you than living well is being remembered kindly, then you go do something dumb. And it's like, what is this?
Yeah.
I get brains sometimes.
Good brains, bad brains.
Who's more messed up in the brain? People that go to Black Friday shopping or people that go to North Sentinelese Island with a football and screaming Genesis?
I'm leaning Sentinelese Island.
Me too.
Leaning.
Me too. Because it's only one case in the last 30 years. The fisherman that brought him, he paid fishermen to bring him to the island. They're arrested for accomplice to murder.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for watching this combination of clips. Compilation, combination. Don't forget about Match 5 Trivia, though. They're our good friends. It's a game you can play. You barely have to think.
I'm not thinking. I'm never thinking.
They give you a category or question. You name five of them. But you don't just want to name your five. You want to make sure you match the host. That's the whole game, Jake. Say it's name five bugs. Try to guess one of the five bugs I would name.
Ant.
Yes, that would be 1 point. Try to go again.
My second guess, I think, is wrong.
Okay, what is it?
But it just jumped to my head. I would have written down caterpillar.
Oh, I didn't get there.
Yeah.
I only did two. So it might have gotten my five, but I didn't. It could have been in my five, yeah. But
mosquito.
No, beetle was the second one I thought of.
Tick. There's a lot of...
So in that instance, Jake would have lost. It's a simple game of matching answers to trivial questions. Comes with 320 game cards with many different topics, so it's fun for anyone and everyone. The game creates fun discussions and friendly disagreements. Friendly disagreements, Jake. That's kind of what we're about. Like that time you said you hated my mom and I said be friendly about it. Save 15% off your order now when you use the coupon code JOMBOY. Got anything else to say about Match 5 Trivia, the game that we play a lot and we like?
Gather around the table, grab all your friends and family. Everybody's able to play this game. It is insane. It'll never be lame.
You just got to use your brain.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Match 5, go get it, guys.